You were saying earlier that, in fact, you've had one or two floods, haven't you?
Oh yes, the river. You see, we're only one field away from the river.
Which river's that?
And the River Parret. It's a tidal river. Well, now, this particular time when we were flooded in 81, it was December 81, we'd had snow all day. It was December the 13th, 1981. We'd had snow all day. It absolutely teemed down with snow, and it blew. We had an awful wind as well. Well, it was a high tide, you see. The snow thawed very rapidly, and I suppose all that water coming down the river from Langport, you see, it goes right from Langport, well, the other side of Langport, the River Parret, the catchment area, and the wind blowing the tide in. It was just too much, and it came all over the banks, and we were flooded right the way through, right to Puritan, acres and acres. And of course, down on the Huntsville and the Burnham area, they had a dreadful time, didn't they? We only lost one sheep. Down where the sheep, the field that the sheep were in, there was just one little high spot. And about 100 sheep congregated on this one little spot, and there they had to stay for nearly a week because you couldn't get them out because the gateways, you see, were so well, they were covered. The ditches were filled, and of course it had flooded the gateways. So in no way, when the water began to go down a bit, in no way could you get them. So they had to just take hay down and feed the poor things there. But one just died. But we were very fortunate there again. But it was horrible in this house. When the water went down, the carpets, they were filled with mud, you see, and it was a dreadful job lugging them out onto the lawn. But being wool, I mean, this you'd never think this carpet had gone through all that, would you? It was wool, you see, a wool carpet. And we put them on the walls, on the garden walls. And my son came down, and we had steam cleaner. You know, it forced the hot water onto the carpet. They cleaned them thoroughly, and the people across here in the BP place, they had hot air ducts going through somewhere over there, and they took them and put them up over the hot air ducts and dried them. And when we brought them back, they went down. I suppose it's about an inch. They shrunk an inch. The sitting room one and this one. But out in the living room, we had to have a new carpet. We scrapped that one because it was too bad.
How many inches of water did you have in the house then?
Well, it came up over my ankle. It didn't come up to the electricity. Now, you see the electricity. Now, that's about 3, 4 inches. It just lapped the thingamajigs. Because we didn't have electric, because the pole's gone or something. We were without electric for, I expect it was 3 days, as far as I can remember, because we couldn't milk the cows, you see. It was a horrible time, it really was.
How did the cows cope with
Well,
that?
they just had to stay. They bawled a bit, got a bit uncomfortable. But I mean, there were other people in worse situations. We did have the electricity put back on, you know, quite. Reasonably, quite quickly, but there were people down over that didn't have it because the wind, even if they weren't flooded, they had the wind, you see, that knocked out their electricity. In fact, up in the village, they didn't have it for a week.